You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I am really happy to join me today. Today's show is all about crystals and how we can use them to balance our emotions and our chakras. One of the best things you can do to keep your energetic body in check is to do a regular chakra tune-up. Chakras are part of our energetic anatomy, and the chakras are also connected to our physical body. The chakras work with our physical, mental, and emotional bodies, both influencing and being influenced by our experiences, our activity, and even our nutrition. Thankfully, there are many ways to cleanse and revitalize our chakras. One of the easiest and most efficient ways to do this is by using crystals. And my guest for today will talk all about how we can do this. My guest is my good friend Lara Sederman. Lara is a clinical herbalist and holistic health educator. In her practice, Lara helps her clients awaken their inner magic and navigate blocks so they may bring forth their light into the world. Doesn't this sound wonderful and amazing? Well, you can learn more about this on Lara's website, and the website is alchemywithlara.com. But for now, we are lucky to have her as a guest, so we have the privilege to be able to chat with her on the show. Hi, Lara. It's nice to see you again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's great to be back. Nice to see you as well.
I am so excited for today's show. I love this topic. You are the queen of intuition, and today you're going to talk about crystals and how we can use crystals to foster a connection with ourselves, our intuitions, and balance our chakras, and it's just going to be a great show.
It is. Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much. And yes, I definitely, the way that I understand intuition for me, you know, it's a direct experience. So I've never been someone to just read something in a book and believe it or have something be trendy and all of a sudden jump on board just because I definitely have to have a direct experience and something that resonates, something that speaks to my inner self so that I can integrate that as part of my being and my truth. So I wanted to share my story with crystals and, you know, with the hopes that it could serve as inspiration. So I grew up, you know, with different crystals with my mom. She used to have them around the house and they're beautiful, of course, you know, I would see them. But it was really some years ago, I would just hear the way friends would talk about them and I couldn't relate. You know, they'd be like, oh, the crystal, it kept me up at night. I was talking to me and this crystal, you know, I just remember being fascinated by friends that, you know, knew so many. And I kind of felt a little jealous. I felt like, hey, the crystal, I don't know that. I mean, I grew up around them and I see them, but I didn't feel this language. And you know, being that both of us are herbalists, I think I parallel that a little bit because as we begin to really listen, we can also begin to not only go deeper within ourselves, but kind of open to the gifts around us and the tools. Mm-hmm. So anyway, fast forward some years when I started working at the Chopra Center. At the center, we had quite an array of crystals and, you know, it's a gift shop. So there were definitely, you know, from malas to beautiful necklaces to big stones. So it was in this place, correlating with a very difficult time, a breakup that I was going through, that I began to have these really interesting experiences, you know, where I think anything in my life, and I'm sure a lot of our audience can relate, when you start to see things repeat, when they start to appear, there's this part of us that if you're listening and curious and you follow that little trail, it can really take you down to some really insightful information. So that was my experience with the crystals. As I worked in the shop, I would look at them. We had this wonderful book called The Book of Stones, which I would definitely recommend. But it wasn't because I was reading what the little card said that the stones did, or I just, you know, looked up the stone for forgiveness and picked it out. It was that thing that you start to feel that something's calling you, you know, and I would pick it up and I would work with them. Sometimes I didn't even know what they were and I had to like do a little investigation, but they all start to become my friends and allies. And nice. The beautiful part of that wasn't just for my own journey, but because as we had guests that were in their own healing journey, whether it was something, you know, ailment, physical, mental, emotional, or of someone they loved. You know, and I began to see how the crystals were such wonderful tools, not only to have something to hold on to in those times where we feel imbalanced or scared or such, but also to feel like we could provide something to a loved one. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, most people would say, well, you know, I have a friend going through cancer. Which stone do you recommend? Or I have someone, you know, I broke up, my girlfriend, such. And it was what I wanted to transmit to them was this experience of listening to the stones. And you know, for some, they were like, oh. So I would say, okay, well, let's do this. We have this big bowl. Why don't we close our eyes and focus on this person that you're, you know, want to give this to or to your own ailment and choose something. And some people were open to it and some people were like, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so tell me which one is the one. So, you know, we always fall again on that array of, you know, gamma of scale of where we are on our journey. But really, again, this is an invitation for us to develop this unique relationship because it will be unique. You know, mm-hmm. The stones that, whether they were a ring that I couldn't put down and I kept looking at and I was like, what is that? Who are you? You know, and then that would lead me to like, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. So more than just the crystals and what they're used for, you know, their specific composition, it's the listening and the trusting and the being curious. Because in that, I feel like we are able to feel supported, you know, and that we're not alone. And that to me, I think was and is, you know, the biggest gift in fostering that relationship.
So Lara, you've been talking about intuition and how you were asking your clients at the Chopra Center, hey, what stone calls you or what crystal calls you? And some people were willing to go with it and some people weren't. And I think a lot of us don't like to go with it because we don't know what it means to have an intuition or intuition talk to us. And we all have it. Sometimes people think, oh, intuition is because I'm special or they're special and they can see things or they can hear things. But we all have intuition. It just talks to us in different ways. And so can you clarify a little bit for people so they don't feel like, oh, I don't have that? You know, what is it to have intuition?
Yes, I love this question because I've recently actually been talking about some people and I agree. I think, you know, even in my way of understanding sometimes like, oh, intuition, you have these superpower abilities that, you know, ordinary humans don't. And in talking with a friend, you know, he helped me kind of see we all have intuition. You know, a scientist is able to pick up information in a way and perceive and almost foresee information that I would just be like, excuse me, you know, a football player, you know, seeing where the ball's going to go and being able to assess that and move. And, you know, wherever the channel, I think it all comes down to this ability to perceive information and read it and trust ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the trust part, you know, I think is a little bit of another bigger talk where we sometimes lose that, right? Where we're like, well, I felt that and I trusted it and now I will never do that. So, you know, I think that is kind of a journey that we all go through and it's a continual re-coming back to our powers. So for me, in the sense of how I understand it, being that I am very empathetic and I feel the world around me, and I do understand that not everyone, maybe, again, not because they don't have intuition, they just maybe have other things a little bit
different.
More.
Different. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a feeling in my body where either I will feel like a full energy surge or a tingling or just a magnetism, mm-hmm. right? So with this, I will couple with, I do believe that when we set an intention, that we can put certain dynamics into motion. So even if people are like, well, yeah, I'm not very empathetic, we all have an emotional body. We all have these things. We may just need to cultivate it like we would any other mm-hmm. skill and hone into it. Kind of how I said earlier, like, I didn't really speak crystal, you know, before, and I was jealous. I'm like, how do these people know? You know, and I think that's why I just shared that story to show, like, it took me being in a place of curiosity and openness and also my own healing to begin to be receptive. So I do think that intuition is, again, coupled with an ability to perceive or feel information, to have a curiosity, to have an intention of being open. As I mentioned, I would ask guests to say, you know, set an intention. What do you need? Okay, I want to, you know, forgive. All right, now find something that pulls you. And I will say that, you know, for most people that gave it a go, they had a pull. And we would have this little magic experience where we like, see, oh my God, that's like stone is amazing for this. And I think just a little bit of, I don't want to say hand-holding, but almost that kind of synonym of just saying like, I'm here.
Supporting you.
Trust yeah. yourself and see. Mm-hmm. Look, and then that can just start that journey.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I always tell people, if it feels good, it's intuition. If it feels negative, then it's probably your mind, because intuition doesn't ever show you something negative. If you're supposed to go in a certain direction and it feels good, then that's your intuition. If it's, there's some sort of uncomfortable feeling, then that means that it is your brain putting thoughts into trying to make things happen or make things make sense, and they start, it's memories. There's just start to talk mm-hmm. and negative beliefs or whatnot. And so we all know what it feels like to feel good. So if you reach, let's say you're trying to find a crystal, and if you reach for one and it feels good, that's your intuition saying that's the one. And if you don't feel anything, then that's not the one. You know, it's just doesn't have to be a huge, gigantic awakening, you know, to be your yeah. intuition.
Definitely. And I think I have heard that, like, guidance, source, whatever, speaks through us through a sense of just calm. Mm-hmm. Either like, oh my exactly. God, this night land tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever the synonym is for you. Or this like awful, like, turn back now, you're going to die feeling. So when we're really honing into that, and, you know, I think that's just the practice. Mm-hmm. You know, the practice. So yeah, that trust and understanding that each thing, and this is for me what I believe to be the most important thing, especially as you bring up fear, is going back to what it means for you and your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with crystals, as I would say with herbs, you know, we as herbalists could say, no, well, lavender is, well, lavender says, you know, it's your unique experience. So if you like love clear quartz, and for you, it's just like the most amazing stone for opening your heart. And then you read somewhere that it's actually good for this. And someone's like, yeah, well, yeah, it's not really a heart stone or whatever, you know, just throwing out an example.
And it's with everything, even with dreams, you know, two people can have similar dreams and they see an object. I always get that question that asked, like, mm-hmm. what does it mean to have a dream that I have and a dog comes to me, and it's like, well, I don't know. What does the dog means to you? You know, mm-hmm. what was the dog doing? And then what that action means to you, because that's what your subconscious is telling you, not, you know, what it actually means.
So some of the ways that I love to, and I think it's an easy guide, you know, not only do we, yes, need our intuition and be curious and see how these magical earth beings pop up in our life, but also I like to think of the chakras as an amazing guide when we are trying to understand imbalances in ourselves and reach for a tool, which sometimes we see serve as a solution or a way that we can heal ourselves, right? So why do I love the chakra guide? Because I think it's a very easy way not only to understand ourselves as energy and vibration, but through the colors, which ultimately are just that, energy and vibration, we can also see the colors in the stones and have a visual reference that is very easy for us to correlate back to the chakras, the different energy centers, the imbalances that may arise, and then also, as I'll touch on, just some of the elements that we can be balancing, like water, fire, earth, and such.
So why don't you tell us a little bit of what a chakra is, in case there's somebody out there that is listening to the show that doesn't know what the chakras are and what the heck are you talking about? So give us a little bit of what they are, where they are.
Yes, definitely. So just at a very general level, the way that I understand and see the chakras are energy centers. And we have, I'm going to talk about the 7 main chakras. And they are, I always like to think of it kind of out, running along our spine in the way of what sustains us and how our consciousness kind of weaves through these different energy centers and we experience ourselves, and they are numbered 1 through 7 in the way that we've labeled them, but not that either one is more or less important. So these energy centers rotate and they hold our energy field. And when these energy centers become blocked, we may experience an imbalance because the energy isn't flowing. It's like a fountain that needs to flow up and back down. And if there's a little dam in there or a little ridge, we may experience something that manifests not only in the physical, but mental, emotional, body. So, I'll just go through the chakras a little bit and maybe just at a little high level some of the gifts and some of the imbalances. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So, we'll start with the root chakra, and that would be, located at the base of our spine. And this is the chakra, I think of the roots, where we can associate that with the trees and the plants. So anything that grounds us to the earth and that provides security. And this is our need for nurturing and protection and just feeling grounded. And the color associated with this chakra is red, predominantly red. And in this area, again, this is how we feel safe. This is in our material world, maybe finances or a home, our survival kind of stuff. So when we're feeling imbalance in this area, there is a strong sense of feeling vulnerable, not grounded, disconnected, maybe some feelings of victimhood or, just not really safe. And so I think that, as I go through these, we'll all relate to different imbalances that we feel at different times. The next one would be our sacral chakra, so our second chakra moving from the spine up, the base of the spine up. And this one is a beautiful orange color. And it is associated with sexuality and creativity and fertility, and I think it's, obviously as a woman, our womb and our creative power of creation, and just a lot of the expression, our passions in this world. So sometimes when this is blocked, we may feel a little lost in our creative purpose. Sometimes, with the root and sacral, some issues with fertility, or just, feeling safe that we can even provide our gifts. And so the sacral chakra, and then moving up, we have the solar plexus and our kind of above the navel center. So that's a yellow. I always like to think of the sun and our power center. It's So a lot of our confidence and how we manifest and express ourselves out in the world, our power, and and just how we energize and shine. And so a lot of imbalances in this area. I always like to think, like, whenever we do feel, loss of power or even shame or such, we kind of tend to huddle over and close this area. And so a lot of times our manifestations aren't coming to fruition, or we just don't feel like we really have an ability to affect, you know, our circumstances. So this, the solar plexus chakra is super, you know, just important to everything of our expression. And then the heart chakra, so, you know, located in our chest. And this one is, you know, usually I like to think of it in a emerald green, kind mm-hmm. of pink tone mixing together, kind of like watermelon tourmaline mm-hmm. colors. And, the heart chakra and love and all the good stuff, compassion, forgiveness. But really, I think of this as like, boom, our battery, you know, like, yes, solar plexus is the sun, but our heart is like what just irrigates every cell of our being. And when our heart is open, we're able to connect with everything around us. So definitely, I think the heart chakra is one of the super important ones because of our emotional body. You know, mm-hmm. we're not all in tune or clearing. And so a lot of things around, you know, forgiveness or lack of empathy or anger and such really tend to block those chakras. So that beautiful blue and, the green and pink. And then moving up to the throat chakra, the fifth chakra, we have the color blue. So great for communication, for expression, but not just, verbal, but really once we're able to really step into that power of the sacral and the solar plexus, and we believe in ourselves and we have that passion and love within it, then we can express our truth. So really just going beyond just how we're able to articulate words, but really how we are expressing our truth. Are we being authentic? Are we living in our purpose?
And I have found that even how we're heard, if we don't feel heard, you know, not just talking, but also if people are listening to us, and that impact that chakra.
Yes. And I have a little funny story I'll mention after that relates to that. But exactly. I think just how we're able to hear ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'll talk about the stones in a minute. But that to me is one of my, you know, I would say focal and kind of how I balance that area definitely needs some balancing for me. So, yeah. And our third eye chakra, so right above our, you know, eyebrows. So our intuition, our dreams, you know, just third eye, if people resonate with that, it's just our ability to see even when we have our eyes closed. So see our vision, see our path. See the things that are not yet manifested, and that's where we, you know, harness our intuition and are able to believe in ourselves and our dreams. Our psychic abilities start to expand. And so, you know, as we see the progression, as we feel safe, as we feel fueled in our passions, as we feel we're in our power, our hearts open, we can express ourselves, intuition's flowing. So it's really like this beautiful fountain of energy. I like to think this, again, not a progression in linear, but just all important part of us. And our crown chakra, either a lot of beautiful purple or white light associated with spirituality and enlightenment, our connection to source. I think of this in myself, it's just my own metaphor. It's like a little kind of tunnel. And as I meditate or expand, that tunnel allows more and more and more and more light in, which allows more and more of myself in, which allows more and more vital energy in. So mm-hmm. as this chakra is closed, sometimes it's like my antenna is off and I'm not picking up signals. I feel out of sorts. I don't feel connected. So, a lot of, beautiful gifts in this chakra.
All right. So those are our seven chakras. And how did that relate to the crystals? And how can we use these crystals to help support our chakras and bring them into balance?
Wonderful. Yeah. So again, I love this tool because I think in general, chakras are becoming more common and people are able to identify, you know, some of those imbalances I briefly mentioned, and there's definitely more books out there. But so I'm going to just go through and kind of state some of the stones that I love for each of these chakras and balancing, but also invite you again to just think of that color association, which kind of makes it a little easy. And so the root chakra, a lot of beautiful grounding stones and also red stones. So we have garnet, red jasper, hematite, the tourmaline, smoky quartz. So these are wonderful. So again, if you're feeling ungrounded, if you're going through a brick transition as I am right now and been kind of uprooted a little, you know, just holding these stones, holding these like denser, heavier kind of vibrations that like tie you to the earth. And if you're just feeling unsafe. So those are some of the recommendations. Moving on to the sacral chakra, using the orange, we have orange calcite, carnelian, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I also threw in here moonstone because of its ability for feminine and fertility. So a lot of times women, as we're trying to kind of tap into this area. So I really, really love carnelian for activating this. So if you're feeling a little lost with your passions, or maybe your sex life needs a little invigorating, or just, you know, anything associated with that chakra we mentioned to activate it and balance. The solar plexus, my favorites are citrine, so just that, anything golden, the pyrite, tiger's eye. So when I think of this, again, I need that confidence. Maybe you're going in for an interview and you're just feeling a little shaky or doubtful or need to give a speech. So again, just holding them, that's the beauty. Like you need to get to know the crystals by touching them. Like, yes, they're beautiful and it's wonderful to have them in your space and they provide that, but just holding them and feeling it is so important. In the heart, for balancing that, first and foremost, rose quartz, which I think is a pretty common one for that. But yeah, just like a warm hug of everything's going to be okay. Green jasper, malachite, rhodonite. So these are some of my favorite. I sometimes just place them over my heart space if I'm going to bed, or just hold them, or, you know, if I'm feeling a lot of grief, loss, those kind of energies.
You know what's my favorite for the heart? The ruby soulcite.
I don't know.
It's both green and because it has soulcite, which is green, and it has the ruby, which is red and kind of pinkish. So it's almost like a 2-in-1 kind of a thing. It's beautiful.
Yes. And that brings me up like bloodstone too. Just whenever you see those pigments, and I kind of think of that like little bridge between those chakras kind of. Sometimes, yeah, we lack confidence and we lack our ability to express ourselves, you know, so we're working with the blue and golden energies. With the heart, we talked about the throat. So everything water element, you know, turquoise, blue lace agate, and one of my favorites is Amazonite. Mm-hmm. And I find that this was one of the first I came across at the Chopra Center. She's like, what is my path? Where am I supposed to go? What's my purpose? So a lot of times, just that's the way you're feeling. That's a beautiful stone. For the third eye, I love azurite and sodalite, lapis lazuli, and I put labradorite in both the third and crown, and really just like I love this stone. This was also one of the ones that at the Chopra Center, I used to wear this ring and it just would not let me put it down. And I did not know anything about labradorite, but it became probably until this day is one of my most magical allies in shadow work and, you know, psychic abilities and really finding that strength to navigate in the unseen. In the crown, celestite, amethyst, clear quartz, Herkimer diamonds. I have a beautiful apatholite zeolite, and this is probably one of my most, you know, go-to crystals that I keep by my bed. It really just helps me when I'm feeling disconnected. I feel like it grounds me, it aligns me, everything all at once. And again, those are just really quick. There's the Book of Stones, and we'll talk about the chakras and the elements. As I mentioned, if you're familiar with Ayurveda, you know, you can think of the doshas as well, the wind element needing grounding, the fire element needing some soothing and cooling with the cooler colors, and the kapha is more invigorating and activating with the, you know, kind of more red and grounding kind of activating colors. So you can
It sounds like there's so much information regarding that. I think we should do a show next week about the rest of the information so we can continue and don't cut our show and leave it hanging, you know. What do you think about that? We can continue next time.
Yeah, I would love to share with you some more, you know, again, personal experience and also just some ways to use the crystal around your home, some ways to take care of them, connecting rituals. So yeah, it's a very vast, such beautiful, you know, topics that tie in with it. So I would love to talk about it more.
So why don't we do that? Let's plan and we'll finish up next week.
Sounds good to me. Well, I would love to have everyone back, and you know, in the meantime, send us any questions or anything that you may want to have. So that
That will be great. Send me questions and I'll give them to Lara. I hope you enjoy the show. And Lara and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.